Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Again today, we're talking about the anointing and how to walk in it this week. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and that your mighty Holy Spirit lives in us. Now, Father, I ask you to fill every human being that's an obedient Christian out there that would like to walk in this. I ask you to fill them with the mighty Holy Spirit and power, and let great and wonderful things happen in their life. Everybody that's an obedient Christian that has never understood the anointing and how to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Father, you told me to ask in your name, the name of Jesus, and you would do it. So, Father, I ask you to anoint them with the Holy Ghost and power today and use them in a mighty way for the kingdom of God. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're still talking about how to walk in the anointing. There's some great and awesome promises in this book that if you meet the criteria, you walk in love, you walk in obedience to the Word, and you do what the Lord says, and you absolutely do everything He says. Walk in a love relationship, hold no grudges against no one, don't speak evil against people. I mean, walk in love. When you walk in love, then there's absolutely nothing that's hard for God. And these are some of the things you'll be able to walk in if you'll do that. Now, if you'll walk in obedience to the Word, if you go to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, you find out that Jesus said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So, what is our command? We are supposed to go into all the world. Now, that he didn't say we're supposed to go into the church and preach it. He said we're supposed to preach it in the world. Out there where people are lost and dying and going to hell. That means that your workplace is supposed to be an example of Jesus to the men and women around you. Supposed to do everything and all things according to the Word of God. So if He tells you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And that doesn't mean you have to go to Africa or some other state. You can do it at home. You can do it to your children. You can go into all the world. I mean, you can go to your classroom at school. You can go to your job, your workplace, anywhere. That's going into the world. But if you don't know Jesus yourself, you don't really know who He is, you hadn't studied the Word, you can't go in there and tell nobody about somebody you don't know anything about. So get the Word of God down. Read it. See what it says. And it will teach you who you are. And if you will seek Him diligently, He will begin to reveal Himself to you in such a great and mighty way that the anointing will come upon you and you will be greatly, greatly blessed to become a son of the living God or a daughter of the living God. And after you get saved and begin to learn the Word of God, when He tells you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, now this is after, of course, you've studied a little, you've memorized a few scriptures, you read the Bible two or three or four times, at least you got an idea of who you are and what you can do. And then if you, once you've done that and you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the Lord tells you in verse 16, in Mark 16:16, He says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now then, wow, who wants to be damned and cast into the lake of fire? Well, if you don't repent of your sins and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, that's where everybody's going that don't make that decision. But don't be one of those people. You know, I take authority over the forces of darkness right now that's blinding the mind of everybody that's listening to this show, and I command those evil spirits from the throne of grace, according to Hebrews 4:16, to leave you and stop blinding your mind to the gospel. And Father, according to John 6:44, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost to begin to convict them all of sin that are lost and draw them into the kingdom and save them, Father. Now, Father, send the right labor into the harvest to bring them in and to teach them more about your mighty Word. Father, I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, here's some more things the Lord says you can do. In verse 16, after verse 16, verse 17, and he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Now then, it's wonderful to be a believing believer. if you're an unbelieving believer, then these things won't follow you. But Jesus clearly says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe. Not just one person that believes. The church should believe these things. Unfortunately, in lots of places, there's only a handful of people in a given congregation that's ever even read the entire Word of God. But if they have not read it, then they really don't know what it says, so they will not be able to operate in these gifts of the Spirit because they don't have the Word hidden in their heart. And that's what it takes to make all this work. But he says, if you believe, and these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. In his name. Remember we read over there in Philippians a while ago, or talked about it, that since Jesus became man, and he died on the cross for yours and my sins, then every knee, because of what he done, he was given a name that's above every name. Every name. Everything must bow at the name of Jesus. It is the most holy book and holy name that was ever upon the face of the earth. So anyway, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Actually, what that word there is not the devil. There's only one devil, but there's many demons. And that word there that's translated devil actually comes from the word in the Greek that means demons, but they just translated it devils. And it says, and after you can cast out devils, now that's a hurdle you have to get over. You have to realize you have that power and authority over the forces of darkness. And to get them out of someone, the first thing you must do is make sure those people have repented of their sin and take away the legal right of the devil to be in there. Now, he can't get in there if you don't give him legal rights. Somehow, with your tongue, through sin, whatever, but until you open that door and let that devil in, he cannot come in your house. So you remember that. You remember the power you have. In case he tries to come in, you can kick him out. Because here in Mark 16:17, Jesus said, in my name shall they cast out demons. Then he says, they shall speak with new tongues. Now, isn't that amazing? Some churches teach against the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But you can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit and not get tongues. I believe that. I believe you can be anointed with the Holy Ghost and power and be used mightily of God and never speak in a fluent prayer language. Now then, verse 18 says, and they shall take up serpents. Now that's the devil himself. That's not some snake that crawls on the ground. But you shall take up the serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt any of them. No deadly thing. Think about that. If you got some kind of food poison or something, or if you had some kind of a poison in your body, some kind of metallic poison. Even if you'd had chemo before and you didn't know this, which was poison, you can claim this verse that no deadly poison shall hurt you, and you can get over anything as far as deadly poison with this verse. It works because it's written in God's Word. And then in verse 18, the very last line says, and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, I've come in contact with a lot of Christians in my life, but very few of them know or believe they have power to lay hands on the sick and for them to get well. But they do. It's the same Jesus that's in you that was here on the earth 2,000 years ago that walked in the anointing by the Holy Ghost. His Spirit is in you. And when you speak in His name, great and mighty things will happen when you do it in faith. Now then, when he says there, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, Jesus is the one that made you that statement. That's not you that's making them well. It's Jesus that makes them well. But he does it because of the Christ in you. This is the mystery, Paul said in Colossians 1:27, that was hidden before the foundations of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And also over in 1 Corinthians, he clearly said that if the principalities and powers had have known, they would have in no wise crucified the Son of Glory. So when they killed this innocent man, they learned the consequences they had to pay. And they were severe. In other words, Satan and his host, they were completely disarmed and stripped of all their power and armament. And according to Luke 10, 19 and 20, all power on in heaven and earth has been given to you and me as sons and daughters of God. And the Lord told us he's given us authority and power to tread or trample on the serpent and his scorpions. He says all power is given to us over them, and they shall in no wise hurt us. Then he says, nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject to you. So when you see somebody that's got a spirit of anger and rage or whatever, you know that's the name of the demon they have. If they got an alcohol problem and they can't stop, they got a demon of alcohol. I mean, that's just how simple it is. It's a group of spirit beings that is attacking us to try to get us to do what's wrong. And so when we do, of course, then they get legal right to stay there. And verse 19, it says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. And verse 20 says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now then, if you'll spend some time with Jesus, if you'll spend time with Jesus, and you'll really learn who he is, and you'll start seeking him, reading his word, hiding his word in your heart, then he will do the same thing for you that he did for these men here. As these men went out and preached the gospel and acted on the word, and as they went forth in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now, he'll do the same thing for you. If you're walking obedient, you'll walk in love, he will allow his faith to operate through you as long as you continue to walk consistently in a love relationship. Don't get out of love, because if you do, it'll cut off your power with God. So continue to walk wholly in obedience to God's word. Now then, I'd like to invite you to call me if you'd like free audio and video teaching tapes, CDs, DVDs. We have all kinds of media, and it's all free. We give it to you free and postpaid. So if you'd like to have some of our information, some of our teachings, we have many. Just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you some. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And also, if you don't have a chance to go to the web, I would like to tell you that we have a healing school in the Dallas area at our church the second Saturday of every month, and out at Justin, Texas, the fourth Saturday of every month. This is about a 4 to 5 hour teaching on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5 or 6. And then we pray for people, and God does great and mighty things. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.